Well, joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the Norfolk County Sheriff, Patrick McDermott. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine, and thanks for having me as always.
Well, you know, what's interesting, with your office, you are going to be one of the first, and this is a long title, and why don't you tell us exactly what it means. You're going to be a pilot site for a nationwide anti-stigma initiative, and this was launched by the Addiction Policy Forum. Translate that for me. What does that mean to our listeners?
Well, at the end of the day, I think, Christine, the South Shore is not unlike many communities throughout the nation. In terms of struggling with addiction issues. It is one of the most stigmatized health conditions on the planet and prevents people who are struggling from actually reaching out for help, and basically isolates families affected by this disease who fear being judged by their communities. So what we have been able to be part of, we're selected as one of 100 sites throughout the country by the Addiction Policy Forum's Anti-Stigma Initiative campaign, which aims to test and deploy new anti-stigma interventions and resources for our communities. And it basically does five things. First, we look to reduce addiction stigma, including stereotypes, prejudice, and discrimination intent. Second, to increase knowledge about addiction. Third, improve helping behaviors towards individuals with a substance use disorder. And fourth, identify levels of addiction stigma in the community to establish baseline indicators that we can help people dealing with addictions. And we're the only New England jail that's selected to participate. And many of the people that we serve in the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office and the House of Correction deal with substance use disorder and the stigmatization of that addiction issue. So we're looking to be a resource over the next year to develop cutting-edge strategies on dealing with stigma as well as treatment issues regarding addiction.
So it's kind of like a pilot test. I think we're going to try this in these 100 sites across the nation, and let's see what works. Let's see what helps. Is that basically it?
Exactly. And we've been blessed. I've had an initiative in the Norfolk Sheriff's Office that we've had a monthly meeting on mental health and substance use disorder. So we're no strangers to this issue. I think we were selected because we're on the cutting edge of some of the treatment for inmates at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office with our medically assisted treatment program. So we're looking to put best practices in place, identify where we can be of assistance, and roll these solutions out nationwide.
Do you, with this program and with some of the things you've been doing, are you beginning to see maybe a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, just a little bit?
I wish I had better news. Right now, we're just starting to come up with some of the best practices. I think there's so many great initiatives out in the local communities, and one of the things we're trying to do is pull all of those together to come up with a real baseline plan of how we can deal with this. But I think it's the stigma issue that really holds people back. It actually is part of the cause of addiction. Once you get addicted to opioids or alcohol or anything, the bottom line is addiction causes a stigma that, once again, puts a revolving door into continued addiction. So we got to stop the stigma that's associated with addiction. Addiction is a disease, and we have to increase the awareness in our communities to that and then establish best practices for treatment to hopefully alleviate the conditions that make addiction, sadly, one of the biggest issues that we deal with on the South Shore and throughout the Commonwealth.
We hope to get an update from you on this pilot program. And as always, we appreciate you joining us. Again, that's Norfolk County Sheriff Patrick McDermott. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.